This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Just calm down, everybody. Calm down. You are not going to have to see former President George Bush's butt. From what I understand, President Obama, President Clinton, former President Obama, former President Bill Clinton, and former President Bush have all volunteered to get their COVID shot vaccine on live TV when they are able to get their COVID vaccine shot, and nobody's going to be dropping their pants. I mean, not for the shot, that is. It's going to be an arm jab, right, in the deltoid muscle, so nobody has to worry about seeing anybody's tushy. Although, I got to be honest with you, I don't really think, you know, like, I always thought if anybody had a cute butt, you know, in presidency, it'd probably be Bill Clinton. He just looks like the type that probably would have had a cute butt. So I wouldn't mind it, but if you guys are that worried that you're going to see somebody's butt on live TV, just DVR it if you really are going to watch. But it was really interesting how news broke that President Obama and Bill Clinton and George Bush, all former presidents, would voluntarily get their COVID shot on live TV to try to help, you know, garner more trust in our vaccination system and with the COVID pandemic. And gosh, on social media, people were like, it's going to be fake. They're not going to really get the shot. This is a lie. This is BS. There's just no trust anymore. They're just, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, as a physician, I'm looking at the numbers and I'm hearing about the COVID deaths and I'm hearing about the hospitalizations, and you're seeing those numbers go up, and you're expecting, you know, to parallel that, the enthusiasm for the COVID vaccine, and it's actually every day going down. We just had another Gallup poll in November saying 42% of Americans aren't going to get it. The numbers keep going up on how many people are going to get the COVID vaccine. And this is a little frustrating because most of the government officials that are, you know, shutting down the economy and not letting businesses work are under the premise that the shot's going to change everything. So when you see almost half of Americans saying, I'm not going to get the shot, it's very, very frustrating and very anxiety provoking or producing. So what the hell is going on? All right. Well, first, you know, if we want to, I mean, for them to have to recruit the presidents to come out and say, look, we're going to get our shot, that means, you know, that means there's obviously some sort of truth to some of these polls where they're saying a lot of Americans aren't really excited about it. Most of the people I've talked to said, yeah, I guess. I'm like, none of this, yeah. I'm like, when I get my flu shot, I'm like, yeah, I'm getting my flu shot. You know, when it is my turn to get the COVID vaccine, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to take one from somebody else who needs it. But once there's plenty, yeah, I want to get the COVID vaccine. I don't want to get this virus. I don't want this virus to live inside of me or, you know, do whatever it could do that we don't know. Yeah, I'm excited about the vaccine, but you don't really get that from a lot of people. So why? Well, there's some reasons for that, okay? And it's our fault. Number one is the trust. After this last election, after maybe the last couple presidencies, you don't really have a lot of trust when somebody reads a headline and thinks they could believe it. So, you know, when, like we heard the polls, you know, Biden's ahead by 17 points. You know, Trump has thousands and thousands and thousands of people at his rallies. And then people saw what happened with the election, and they're like, huh? What? So do we believe the polls? Do we not believe the polls? Do we believe the crowds? Do we not? What are we seeing? Is it all smoke and mirrors? Same thing with Affordable Health Care Act. You're going to keep your doctor. You will keep your doctor. How many people lost their doctor during the ACA? you know, how many people they had insurance, but they didn't necessarily get to go because their deductibles were high. So when we keep hearing these things, George Bush Sr., read my lips, no more taxes. I think the average person, when they hear something from a politician, is like, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. So all of a sudden we hear that, you know, Pfizer says, yeah, we're 90% effective. Then Moderna, we're 94.5% effective. We're this. I mean, I believe it as a physician. If I could kind of review the study and make sure it's peer reviewed and, you know, look at the data, I think I could, you know, I think I would be able to, you know, be convinced, but not everybody who's watching this going, okay, well, that's just another headline. Then you have the groups of people that never really wanted to get a shot anyway. So when you have half the country that doesn't get a flu shot because they don't want to get a shot, you're really not going to see the enthusiasm for them to get two COVID shots because you need two of them. Then another reason is there's some people that are so freaked out by COVID. I mean, they are so afraid with all the hysteria that they're not going to want an injection. They don't understand that the COVID vaccine is not live COVID. It's not even killed COVID. It's DNA material to help stimulate a similarity of it. But it's not supposed to be, you know, it's not supposed to at all give you COVID. But we in the media had caused such mass hysteria that some people are like, I am so afraid of COVID, I am not going to leave my house to line up and get a shot. I'm just going to stay home because you guys said if we stay home, we won't get COVID. Again, that's our fault. One other thing I wanted to bring up that I thought was kind of interesting was you do have also some people going, I want to get this naturally. I lived through the chickenpox days. And I like the fact that I got chickenpox naturally and then had immunity. Yeah, but remember, the problem with that is chickenpox lives in your body. It comes out as shingles, and who knows what else it could do. But you have other people that, you know, they're pro the vaccination concept, but they just want to be naturally immune. But this is something we're going to talk about a little bit later on the show today, is how some people, I think a lot of people, don't want the pandemic to end. You have people that really benefited from the pandemic. They get to work at home. They don't want to go back home. They got to get unemployment with additional funds. Now, I'm not saying everybody did. I think it was a disaster. I think the COVID pandemic was devastating. But you have many individuals who are secretly going, I don't want to go back to the workplace. So, do we really have to rush this herd immunity thing? So we're going to talk about that. Got some guests coming up. We got your calls coming up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner Connor recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So thank you guys for your questions. We're going to answer them in a minute. But one that I think is going to relate to our next guest is Jose from Fort Lauderdale had asked about the government programs and how are we going to have money to help, you know, manage all the programs and the unemployment and you know, all of the issues we've been dealing with. A lot of government funds, you know, being allocated, and we need the stimulus package. And I think one way to address, you know, how to kind of deal with a lot of our economic woes is to increase access to the jobs, increase access to the education. And I think we all could agree there is not equality when it comes to all groups in our beautiful country having the access to the jobs, to the education, to the tech. So IBM is actually working to help drive this equality and equity for the black community and promoting inclusion in tech. And here to join us to talk a little bit more about that is Monica Means, Vice President of IBM Transformation and Culture. Monica, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Well, and, you know, IBM has definitely been on the forefront of trying to help, spread awareness and, spread education with many of their programs. Tell us a little bit about what your company is doing.
Yeah, so at IBM, we recognize, too, that equal access to skills and jobs is really the key to unlocking economic opportunity and prosperity for all Americans. And most jobs in America require skills. So we really just need to focus on creating more open and equitable paths for Americans, regardless of their background, to acquire these skills and training that lead to good jobs. And so one of the ways that we're doing that is through our program, PTEC, which stands for Pathways in Technology, Early College and High School. And essentially what we're doing is creating opportunities for young students in high school to receive a high school diploma and an associate's degree, and also the opportunity to apprentice and intern with companies like IBM. So we're really excited about that, and that's where we're starting. We're making investments in high schools and colleges, really starting early with building skills.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. You know, most of my success I credit to the mentors I had that let me shadow them, that invited me to their house and let me have lunch with them, and I got to see what the other side was going to look like. Growing up poor, I was like, look, I can't afford college. I can't. And, you know, those mentors kind of showed me a way where, I'm going to work 3 part-time jobs, wait tables, get myself through. And knowing that there's other people that have your back really helps you move forward.
It absolutely does. And oftentimes they see things in you that you don't even see in yourself and create a path to those opportunities for you, leveraging their network, their influence, their access. So we couldn't agree more. And that's one of the reasons why mentorship is such a strong component of what we're doing as well.
So I've spoken to multiple younger millennials and Gen Zs, and what's really interesting about the Gen Zs is they think they're going to be one of the forgotten generations. With everything going on right now with COVID, they think that they're going to be kind of last in line when it comes to getting the job or having the access. And IBM, like you said, is actually, focusing on the youth and not letting them think that they're going to get passed over. Oh, I think I lost you. Are you there, Monica? Yeah, we're speaking to Monica Means, Vice President of IBM Transformation and Culture. We might have a little issue with her audio feed. Let me know when you think it's back up, okay? Daniel? Okay. So, what Jose had brought up earlier was, when it comes to us and our responsibility to helping others and our responsibility to building an economy and moving forward, what is it going to take? One of you had been concerned about how America might be turning socialist, or people are bringing up communists and all that, and I think everybody's kind of panicking, and they're not understanding that as government tries to infuse money into the system, you can't just dump money into the system and hope it works. Look at what happened with the PPP loan program. But if you can focus it and use some surgical precision on where these resources are going, then I think you could choreograph a much more effective way to help the economy. I think we're all freaked out. I think we're all concerned that taxes are going to go up, inflation is going to go up, unemployment is going to continue to go up. We're going to be talking a little bit later on the show. We're waiting for Monica to come back on once her feed gets back. But we you know, are going to be talking about on the show how, you know, there's unfortunately groups out there that aren't very on board, you know, with us moving forward. And sometimes some people actually benefit from a bad economy, whether it's the stock market or they benefit from not being able to by other people's misfortune. And so, I don't know what the longevity of a lot of big companies are, but luckily we have companies like IBM that are strong, that are able to withstand, you know, what COVID is doing to hopefully help others. Monica, are you back with us?
I am.
Fantastic, fantastic. Okay, so great. So what sort of economic opportunities is IBM doing on the local front?
Well, locally we're getting involved in a lot of the PFIC schools in our communities. There are schools all over the world for PTAC, and many of us are involved in supporting them with mentorship opportunities and education opportunities, teaching them skills that we use today, like design thinking, for example, and agile project management. So our IBMers are really involved in grassroots efforts locally in their own communities, helping to advance these more strategic and corporate initiatives and investments that we're making as well.
And tech, you know, tech is one of the, you know, people ask, well, gosh, which industry is going to flourish, you know, with the restaurant industry dying and retail having issues with COVID. Tech is going to, I think, emerge as one of the go-to industries, you know, for those that are looking for a career. Tell us about how you see tech, you know, starting to kind of become one of the bigger, you know, players in our economy later.
Well, tech is everywhere. You can't get through a day without using technology in some form or another. And so this is truly why we're investing in what the future of technology is, but also investing in talent who can create that future for us. So there's so much to come. There's everything from quantum computers, as I just mentioned. There's more that we will do around artificial intelligence, and we're excited about what the possibilities look like there and with data. So technology just continues to innovate and change.
Yeah, Monica, also, I mean, look at now our dependence on technology for virtual learning and virtual work. I mean, it is definitely, in fact, you know, the tech industry probably, you know, boomed even more than we could imagine, not just on the stock market, but in terms of innovation. I mean, kids using broadband. But then again, there's another example of disparities and, you know, in terms of communities being able to have access. And if unfortunately education is virtual, those communities that don't have the funds or the broadband or the ability to pay for the connections will lack access to education. Oh, looks like we lost her feed again. Yeah, I tell you, you know, my children, I tell you, you know, when they went online, you know, they liked it, you know, because they didn't have to wear clothes and they could, you know, be doing school in their underwear. But I got to tell you, I mean, I was thanking God every day because knowing that my kids had access to internet, if they didn't, they wouldn't be learning, you know. I'm not sure if we're going to get Monica's feedback. I'm going to recommend that you guys go to ibm.com-beequal, B-E-E-Q-U-A-L, ibm.com/beequal. And for those of you wanting to look at some opportunities and what IBM is doing, you know, on the community front and, you know, how they're also focusing on social justice, I think it's a great website and you guys could definitely learn more. Again, I apologize that we've had issues with the feed. Do we have our guest back? Yeah, she's been off for a little while. Not sure why. Okay. All right. And see, this is just another example of why we need tech and we need, I tell ya, you know, it's interesting. You know, I hope there's not an issue with my show next week, but we're being told that they have to upgrade and they have to, apparently a lot of the internet companies, the cable companies have had to, you know, upgrade and, you know, do things. So, I hope we're not offline because, you guys, you know, fall asleep with my show many times and I want to make sure you guys are able to sleep. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump Wednesday night presented the facts his lawyers have gathered on the 2020 presidential election.
What a disaster this election was. A total catastrophe. But we're going to show it, and hopefully the courts in particular, the Supreme Court of the United States will see it, and respectfully, hopefully they will do what's right for our country.
Poll workers from around the country are testifying of the irregularities they witnessed firsthand. These folks from Michigan present their evidence.
I was standing behind the tabulator machines, and I could tell right away that most of those people did not know what to do when a ballot gets jammed.
Also, at the tabulators, did see the double counting on the jam. I saw that several times. They would take the ballots that were just scanned and just rescan them again.
Michigan lawmakers dispute their claims. USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden is warning Americans 250,000 more of us will probably be dead from the China virus in the next 60 days.
But understand the facts. We're likely to lose another 250,000 people dead between now and January. You hear me? Because people aren't paying attention.
Science tells us the United States has one of the lowest mortality rates on the planet. The Trump administration expanded economic pressure on China's western region of Xinjiang on Wednesday, banning cotton imports from a business that uses forced labor of detained Uyghur Muslims. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency confirmed the order. Six people in Haines, Alaska were reported missing Wednesday after heavy rains and flooding caused a mudslide. Reports from authorities say the mudslide is about 9 feet deep. Haines is 92 miles north of Juneau. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one condition that is more common than we think, but it's not talked about a lot, is reflex sympathetic dystrophy complex regional pain syndrome, or RSD-CRPS. And it happens to so many healthy individuals where they get injured and then they create this, their body creates the syndrome where they have gosh, intractable pain, and it's so, so debilitating. We include it in our, I do disability exams for the state, we include it in the list of disabilities that we rate. And December 3rd, or today, is International Day of People with Disabilities. To kind of talk a little bit more about this is Kara Berend, a medically retired Air Force senior airman who suffers from this syndrome herself. Kara, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on here with you today.
Oh, my gosh. And thank you for your service. We are forever indebted. God bless you and you know, your team. Thank you so much. So, yes, tell us about your story.
Yeah, so, I mean, really, I enlisted into the Air Force in 2011, pretty much straight out of high school. I come from a military background. So, you know, it's what we do in my family. I enlisted, you know, everything was going well. We come up to 2015. I spent about 4 years as an intelligence analyst, and I had to get foot surgery. I woke up from foot surgery with RSD, and it pretty much changed my life from there.
Wow.
I had the common symptoms for a long time, the pain. I couldn't put weight on my leg. It was too painful. And then I got into a car accident and had to have multiple back surgeries, and it ended up progressing the disease, up my spinal cord and paralyzing me, leaving me as like a functional quadriplegic.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! How are you in pain currently?
So I actually I don't feel anything in my lower body anymore, which is probably a blessing in disguise because that's where the majority of my pain was. But I do have a lot of nerve pain and a lot of that fire feeling that will show up when weather gets bad or, say certain stressors kind of make your immune system and your nervous system freak out, and my body responds with those nerve pains or going into autonomic dysreflexia.
Exactly.
That's some fun.
Exactly. The autonomic dysreflexia, the like you said, it's like a freaking out of the nervous system. And you might have already mentioned it. What was the original foot surgery for?
It was a bunionectomy, actually. So, you know, walking in the boots that we're in for so long, while they're really, really great for situations where you need to be able to do a multitask of things, you know, some of the bones in our lower bodies are a little bit weaker in those tendons and joints, and sometimes things shift. So I was 21 when I had to have that bunion fixed, and that's kind of what started it all.
Oh, my gosh. Now, do you still have a role in the military?
I do not. So I do a little bit of mentorship for airmen that are going through the disability rating program, just to kind of help them have some continuity between the civilian world, what it's like getting out, and the Air Force in general. But I don't do anything for the Air Force officially anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have definitely inspired, I mean, thousands, almost millions. You have a huge presence on TikTok, huge presence on Instagram. While we're on the topic, what are your handles?
My handles on Instagram and TikTok are at kind of a quad. You'll probably appreciate that. That's a play on the fact that I'm a neurological quadriplegic instead of a traditional SBI quad. So I like to kind of help spread that awareness and teach people that there's lots of different ranges of disability with this kind of thing.
Oh, my gosh. Now, Kara, what is so fascinating and inspiring is you're like a race car driver. Tell us about that.
So I started last year, a little over a year ago, in the Rebel Rally. A woman by the name of Rachel Ridenour with a nonprofit called Record the Journey decided to take a chance on me. They had never had an adaptive athlete or somebody in a wheelchair do a race of this nature, let alone, you know, spend 9 days out in the desert with a complete stranger. So we ended up doing it, taking on the challenge, and we took second place behind a Rolls Royce, and, you know, there's not much I can bat my eyes at with that. So that kind of sparked my love. I figured out quickly that most people forgot I was disabled as soon as I was in the driver's seat and they couldn't see my chair. I was just another person, and I fell in love with that moment of independence that it gave me.
And it you know, when you bring up a good point, unfortunately with many disabilities, it impedes people's ability to drive. And when you lose that ability to drive, I mean, we see this with seniors where they're like, please don't take my driver's license away. It's devastating. Tell us about, you know, how you feel we need to approach, you know, disabled veterans and ability to drive.
Yeah, so first of all, I think that there's a huge misconception in society today that people feel like people with disabilities shouldn't be driving. They don't understand the capabilities of the hand controls that we have on market that are available and what we're going to be coming out with in the future. So people don't see that we do actually have the same response time, if not quicker response time, because the distance to travel between the gas and the brake is a lot smaller for us. But it's also about getting out there and teaching people that it's okay to, you know, you're going to have to learn. You're going to have to fail a few times. You're going to have to struggle to be able to regain that independence back. And teaching people that it's okay to fail in order to succeed is really, really key.
Now, you know what I find very interesting is, Kara, you know, when we have these International Disability Days, or, you know, we make decisions on, you know, things for people with disability, I don't know how many times we're actually consulting or having people like you at the head making the decisions. Many of the decisions are made by people without disability. Can you maybe, you know, suggest things that you think we need to improve on that will help people that have, you know, issues with being able to walk or quadriplegia?
Yeah, so first, I think that we're doing a really great job making new things available to market, but I think that we are missing a huge part in safety and reliability, especially in hand controls. Currently, the hand controls I drive with, if I were to get into an accident today, God forbid, those would actually go right through my stomach because there's no fail-safe breakaway to keep those from going up. I'm working on designing new hand controls that take that into account and really make the safety a lot better for those and make the reliability and the response time a lot more as well. That way people can feel safe, they can feel comfortable going out by themselves and knowing that, God forbid, something happened, they will be able to deal with the situation.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, you know, for those of us that use the handicapped, you know, bathroom, you know, or use the handicapped parking space when we don't need to, can you guys please stop, okay? I mean, it really
please stop.
Oh, my gosh. In fact, there was a TikTok video I saw the other day of somebody in the handicapped bathroom. It was a male who I guess was going number two, and then he could see the line of people outside. And I'm like, what are you doing then? You could have used other bathrooms. It's unfortunately something that, gosh, man. So anything else you'd like to share with my listeners in the last
minute? I can't tell you how many times I go into... I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Tell us.
I was going to say, I can't tell you how many times I've gone into a handicapped bathroom or gone into the bathroom to use the handicapped stall on a road trip or in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, I've had incidents where I've actually, you know, peed my pants because somebody was in that stall and I could not get in. And it's the most embarrassing and humiliating thing because somebody didn't want to be in a little bit smaller of a stall. I would love to be in a smaller stall if I could. I just don't fit.
A toilet's a
toilet. Please don't use them. I don't want to pee my pants in public.
Amen. Kara, how do people find you again?
Yeah, so you can find me at Kind of a Quad on TikTok and Instagram. Or if you're looking for more information about the Driven to Drive program and the vehicle that I was awarded, those are at truecar.com/military. And yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you, Kara. Bless you, and thanks for coming on. All right, guys.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one evil that we've seen with the COVID pandemic is obviously the COVID virus, okay? We also might have some villains, right? Whoever might have been in the lab that leaked it, or Bat Zero, which everybody thinks is the bat that gave everybody COVID. And we could all debate, you know, who the real villain is. But we have kind of a new set of villains, right? Kind of a new set of evil that I think is impeding a lot of our progress. And they could be on both political sides. This isn't a political thing. And this impeding of our progress is unfortunately looking very, very blatant. And those that have benefited from the pandemic, and there are a lot of people that have, unfortunately, seem to be many of the ones voicing a lot of opinions that they really should be sitting out on. Now, we've spoken about that, okay? Let's sit this one out. Hashtag where, you know, people that don't own the restaurant, don't own the bar, don't own the library or the bookstore, don't own the coffee shop, don't own the bakery, don't own the salon, who gets to sit at home still making their full salary, you know, and work at home and, you know, work maybe part-time because the boss isn't watching them. And you see them online going, yeah, we need another lockdown. And, you know, these businesses are spreading the illness. And you're like, okay, really? Really? Yeah, sit this one out. But now I'm noticing it's being taken to another step. And and I'm not saying I research everybody, okay? I mean, social media is pretty overwhelming between the Instagram and the Twitter and the Facebook. I don't have time to research everybody, but I am seeing some trends, and these trends are really distressing. So, you know, lately we've been talking about how many Americans are not planning on getting the COVID vaccine. I get that. You know, a lot of people haven't really liked the childhood vaccine program. A lot of people don't like the flu vaccine. I'm not expecting there to be 100% sign up for the COVID vaccine. I get that. But what I do find interesting, and I wish I could make a spreadsheet, I just don't really have the time, is I'm noticing those people, not everybody, because there's some really, really good people that have been working from home and, you know, are still, you know, trying to kind of help the cause. But I am kind of noticing, you know, some trends where some people, not everybody, that, you know, have had it cush, that, you know, haven't had to work with a boss, haven't had to be around a boss, haven't had to, you know, lose any income. You know, I see a trend when some of them are like, oh, the vaccine is fake, or the vaccine is evil, or the vaccine is this. And I'm like, okay, thank you, but no thank you. Or I'm seeing them again with the, you know, the pro-lockdowns. Or, gosh, everybody needs to wear a mask. Why isn't everybody wearing a mask? Or, the, you know, and you kind of start to wonder if somebody kind of needs to expose some of the realities of what's going on. Now, I don't want any person exposed or outed, and I don't want anybody, you know, but we're seeing a lot of rhetoric. We're unfortunately coming into a very, very dangerous time when it comes to us trying to roll out a vaccine going into one of the most deadliest, you know, seasons of the year. And, you know, it's always deadly this time of year with heart attacks and flu and pneumonia, you know, and COVID now. So we have COVID on top of that. And you guys can debate how deadly COVID is, but I'm telling you, I've seen people die of it. People die of COVID. So it's deadly, okay? You know, whether you believe the numbers or not, we could all agree that COVID has killed. So while we're going through all this, we're getting more and more rhetoric and people filling out polls and saying, nah, I'm not getting the shot, or, you know, yeah, everybody needs to get the shot. And I really wonder if maybe we kind of need to know where everybody's coming from, you know, before we listen to what they have to say. Now, you might think that that's, you know, being a little obstructive, or I'm trying to think of a better word for that. But, you know, in medicine, when we do journal club, okay, it's not the most exciting club, okay? But when we do journal club, we review journal articles. We talk about journal articles. And the first thing we do when we get a journal article is we find out who wrote it. Does anybody have skin in the game? Does anybody get a piece of the pie if this goes their way? And if we see that there was money involved or financial interest or something else to gain, we don't throw the paper out. We get a lot of great, you know, data coming from pharmaceutical companies, but we put it into a different perspective. So those people, who's benefiting from COVID? Okay. Well, and again, this isn't an easy topic because nobody should be benefiting from COVID. This is a pandemic. This is deadly. You know, people are dying. It's horrible. Nobody should be. But there are some people that have been, you know, making lemonades out of lemons. When life gives you lemon, make lemonade. And that's okay. Looking at the bright side of things is fine. You know, oh, I get to see my kids more, or I don't have to be around the boss. That's okay. Don't feel guilty about that, okay? You know, making lemonade out of lemons is a great way to progress and to fight depression. And so, you know, go ahead. Now, some people now have exercise equipment at home. So, you know, they've got to transform their home into a mini gym, and it's, you know, much better than you know, not exercising. So, you know, you could find some positives whenever there's negatives. You could find some silver linings. But I do believe that there's individuals that really don't want the pandemic to end, that are rooting for the dark side. And that's a problem. Now, we already saw some of that sort of behavior when companies were deciding whether to close or not, and, you know, additional $600 a week unemployment insurance or pay was going to be offered, and, you know, you heard many people say, yeah, we need to close down. So then it was time to reopen. There were many workers going, no, we can't reopen. It's dangerous to reopen. And we're like, wait a second, is it that you want to still collect the extra $600 a week, or is it that you really feel it's too dangerous to reopen? And so, you know, we already saw there that there could be some blurring of somebody's intentions. And then there was multiple reports of employees trying to get their place of work closed back down so they could go ahead and still collect the unemployment. Now, the reason why this didn't happen before is because unemployment was always less. It was a percentage of what you were making. So it was an incentive to, okay, I want to get back to work. We had to add the extra money per week because it wasn't a person's choice. If their place of work closed, they couldn't find any other work. So that's why a lot of us supported the extra pay. But once companies wanted to reopen and people were like, nah, I'm making more money this way, it was counterproductive. So as this next stimulus bill package comes, if people with the extra $300 a week, if that's what ends up passing, ends up making more than actually working, you know, are we going to see a lot of honesty, you know, and when work ethic for those who, you know, if they're going, look, I make more money staying at home than I'd rather stay at home, we might see more voice in that direction. So when I see that, you don't have a lot of people on board with the flu, with the COVID vaccine. I'm not accusing them of making a crap load of money during the COVID pandemic. I'm sure that some people who don't want to get the COVID vaccine are unemployed and want the pandemic to end. They just don't want the shot. But I think what we need to do is really filter and you know, have a more scrutinous eye on where some of this rhetoric is coming from people or from politicians or from, you know, those making decisions, officials, because if people are benefiting from us being home, or, you know, people are benefiting from not having to go back to the, there's people that have told me, I'm never going back to work. I'm never going back and being next to, you know, my boss. So, how far are they going to go to keep things the way it is, you know? Some people not having traffic, they're loving not having traffic. They're loving not having their competition. If their competition, if all these other restaurants are closed, where are people buying food from? Well, they're getting food then from, you know, the fast food or the places that can, you know, still get food, or Walmart, et cetera. So I think what we need to do is when we do see, you know, a lot of these sort of, you know, suggestions for policy, we really kind of need to see the backstory. And unfortunately, it's going to shock many of you. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most.
Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.